This is the Blazing Access Podcast, amplifying disability perspective one story at a time. Today is Wednesday, May 1st. I'm Blaze Bryant. Yesterday, my wife and I, we celebrated our one-year wedding anniversary. My goodness, I am just incredibly lucky both to have Aaron in my life, along with all of the well wishes for our anniversary. So thank you to everyone who reached out. Now, today, I figured I would set this up by talking about online dating and disability, or just dating and disability in general. And, you know, the reality is, much like getting a job for a disabled person, finding a relationship is also more difficult. Now, I don't have stats to back this up, but what I can definitely say for sure is a lot of people, I think there is still a very real stigma about people with disabilities and dating and relationships and all that stuff. Unfortunately, Ray Charles being married as many times as he was, I think it was 8, and others, certainly didn't help things. But my wife, Erin, and I, we met online. And for me as a blind person, I found this to be pretty helpful because it allowed me a space to disclose my disability, which I did as a screening tool to see, okay, do people actually want to give me the time of day or not? And most of the time they did not. Whether it was because of disability or not, who cares at this point? And I say that because the past 7 or so years that we've been together have been fantastic, and I wouldn't change anything, honest to goodness. So it's one of those things where, yes, disclosing your disability while dating can be a very vulnerable thing to do. I also think it's really important to do because that person needs to know. And the less you hide in a relationship, the better off it's going to be. That's just a fact. Now, I'm really lucky that Aaron has 2 uncles who have disabilities, so I didn't need to do a lot of the typical disability educating that I have to do, which I don't mind doing, but certainly when someone has the understanding, it makes things a heck of a lot easier, and you can focus on the other parts of the relationship. I vividly remember when we were moving into our house 2.5 years ago, and we were playing around with different arrangements of things, and I have to admit, it was really confusing because it was changing, but we had to do that because that's just what you do in a new house. You play around with things until you find what you like and what system works. And that was not an easy thing for either of us. We had to do a lot of communication, and sometimes we had arguments about it. I mean, that stuff just happens. But I really am of the belief that arguments in a relationship, so long as they're not happening on a daily basis, I feel like they make it better because you can just air out your grievances or whatever you need to air out, talk it out, and move on. At least that's what we are able to do. So to any single person out there, whether you have a disability or not, and you're looking for that soulmate of yours, you'll know, you'll feel it. I knew when Aaron and I, we had our first date 7 years ago, when I met her, I just knew. And I didn't really waste any time because, like I said, I knew. And to quote Ariana Grande, I saw it, I liked it. I want it. I got it. Blaisinshows at gmail.com. That's B-L-A-I-S-I-N shows at gmail.com. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and follow the Blaze and Access podcast on social media, Facebook and X at Blaze and Shows. And if you have a minute or two, I'd be grateful if you left a rating and a review. That helps other people find the show as well. Transcripts are AI generated and are not perfect, but they do give you a baseline sense as to what I'm talking about here on the show. Tune in for more Disability Perspective tomorrow. I'm Blaze Bryant. Thank you for listening to the Blaze and Access podcast, amplifying disability perspective one story at a time. Have a great day.